It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the radio segment that taught Guy Fieri how to put on his gator sunglasses backwards.
Wow.
You can thank this. It's If you haven't heard it, Covinsanity is where we talk about some of the funniest and strangest news stories going on during the pandemic. Like this one. Last week, a couple in Russia broke into a movie theater that was shut down for the pandemic. And once inside, they got drinks and popcorn from the concessions, and they went into one of the theaters to get it on.
Oh.
Oh, nice.
Wow. There's no movie involved. Just
they're making their own movie.
Yeah.
They must have put a movie on.
You think they went up to the projection room and figured it out?
I'm
highly doubt it.
Oh, they got Finding Dory.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't realize the entire thing was caught on security camera.
Yeah.
So, unsuspectingly, they starred in a steamy little movie of their own.
There you go.
The crazy part is, instead of getting in trouble, the cinema now wants to offer the couple free tickets to attend a special movie screening.
Whoa.
Which angered people who believed authorities should punish them for breaking into the building.
Yeah, why do they want them back?
Well,
right.
The theater's stance is they've gotten so much press from this incident.
Okay.
It's been all over the news. Whoa. Now they want to reward the couple.
That's really funny.
Wow.
So they would have shamefully entered the building before, but now they're like, oh, well, this changes things.
Yes. Yeah.
And that just makes me wonder, does anybody want to break into an ice cream shop later?
Damn, bro. Let's go to an ice skating rink or something.
It's very cold. I don't think that's a performance you guys are expecting.
I
just want some free ice cream.
Well, we got to do stuff, I think, to go viral.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Never
mind.
It's like a ball pit, bro. Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, okay. We'll get on that. Meanwhile, a woman in New York had her lawsuit thrown out because her lawyer refused to put on a mask. Now she won't have a jury decide how much money she's going to get after a car accident broke her leg.
That's awful.
The judge on the case was actually hospitalized for COVID-19 last spring, and they demanded that the lawyer wear a face covering in court, and the lawyer said no. How do you feel if you're the woman in that case and your lawyer just refuses to wear the mask? So they're like, we're going to throw your case out.
Oh, man. Yikes.
That is terrible.
Worst law ad ever.
Yeah.
And maybe you heard Krispy Kreme is offering a free donut every day of the year to anyone who gets the vaccine.
Yeah,
totally.
That's awesome.
But then a lot of people got upset about it.
I saw people mad.
And they criticized the company for trying to plump everyone up.
Yeah, people are going to get vaccinated. I saw a lot of people angry.
They're worried that people are going to gain weight because Krispy Kreme is going to give you a free donut today.
Yes.
No. Oh, my God.
The CEO responded saying, quote, hey, if folks don't want to visit a donut shop, they don't have to.
Yes.
Literally.
But it's too tempting.
No, I have to go now. Every day I wake up and I go, what can I get for free today? And it's the first thing on my list now.
What am I supposed to do?
Not eat
free donuts? You disgust me.
See, I was like, we're just trying to do something nice.
And there's a few other businesses that have jumped on the Krispy Kreme model because now three strip clubs in Nashville are offering lifetime VIP memberships worth more than $3,500 to anyone who gets vaccinated.
Hey, throw some donuts up there, okay? Make it rain.
What am I supposed to do? Not go to the strip club for free after getting my box of free donuts? You disgust me.
I just picture myself sitting in the back of a dark strip club with a dozen Krispy Kreme in a box. I earned this.
And explaining to your spouse, they're giving it for free. We're doing another edition of finding the not-so-serious stories happening during the outbreak. And even with the vaccine being so widespread at this point, apparently you can go online and get the shot overnighted for $500 right to your home.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's going to put it in your
yard? Okay.
Well, now, there's no guarantee that it's going to be the actual vaccine since you do have to buy it off the dark web.
No.
Oh, okay.
So you could be injecting some Red Bull mixed with Pepto-Bismol.
I'm going to go with don't recommend.
I don't know. A Red Bull Pepto-Bismol injection sounds kind of nice, too. I think I would take that.
Yeah, you can get it for free. Just make an appointment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Party pooper.
All right.
If you have been properly vaccinated, though, Staples and Office Depot are both offering to laminate your vaccine card for free.
okay. I like
hey, that's actually pretty smart.
I like the donuts better.
Really?
They laminate them in just sugar and yeah. glaze.
Well, you might want to take them up on that offer, because in the near future, you could be flashing that card a lot.
Yeah, I have heard true. That. People say, like, keep it close to you, like yeah. any of your other important documents.
Yeah, you're not going to get your free donuts, Brooke, no. if you don't have that laminated vaccine card.
Or my free lap dances.
Or your free lap dances, so don't poo-poo it. If you're one of those people that want to turn off your camera during Zoom calls, here's a great reason why you can do that. Because apparently, people are saying it's good for the environment to not use your camera.
Oh, is it like less energy or something?
Video conferencing uses a lot of energy, mm-hmm. and you can reduce the amount by 96% if you turn the camera off.
Yeah, sorry, boss. Saving the world.
Yeah.
In my sweats.
Yeah, do I want to do the quarterly report with my boss, or do I want the earth to die?
Yeah.
That's your choice. And finally, you know, back in the day when everybody used to actually go into work, you might remember casual Fridays.
Yeah.
Remember totally. Those?
Every day is going to be that now. Is that what you're going to tell us? Because that better be it.
Well, no, over at Citibank, they just started a different thing for Fridays, Zoom-free Fridays.
Oh. Ooh.
To help everyone get over their Zoom fatigue. So,
that
yes,
makes sense.
At Citibank, you're not allowed to Zoom on Fridays anymore.
That sounds great.
I like really it. Nice. Go.
They should do formal Fridays for us.
You think so?
Yeah, that. Like we should wear a tux. I'd like to see you in like some sort of ball gown.
Oh, screw
I'll have
you,
to buy
dude.
Clothes then. No. Professional.
Okay, let's all be lazy pieces of crap. Let's keep it going. Those are the COVID-sane feel-good stories coming out of the outbreak. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.